special guest today. His name is Mr. Robert Enloe. He is president and CEO of the Milton Friedman Foundation for School Choice, co-editor of Liberty and Learning, Milton Friedman's Voucher ID at 50. He is the author of Grading Vouchers, Ranking America's School Programs, and co-author of School Choice, A Reform That Works. And his articles have appeared in publications like the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, National Review, USA Today, and others. Mr. Enloe, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thanks for having me, Ty.
All right, it's our pleasure. And fans of our show know that we are fans of Milton Friedman. Were you able to get to know him well before he passed away?
I was. So Dr. Friedman started the foundation with his wife, Rose, in 1996, and they were kind enough to hire me then, and I've been here the whole time and got to know him the last decade of his life.
Wow. Wow. So, an economist that I look up to a great deal, and one of the things that he's famous for and you're promoting is school vouchers. And tell me this, more school choice programs have been adopted in the last 2 years than in the past 20 years. Tell us about that, and tell us why that's so important.
So, you know, what we did in this country a long time ago, which was what Milton Friedman really didn't think was fair or equitable, is we decided to link the government funding of education with the government running of schools. You know, we're the only Western democracy that links those two things. We have government-funded and government-owned schools. You know, as one of my friends here in Indiana likes to say is, the school system here wouldn't look any different than the school system in Soviet Russia. And what Milton wanted to do was separate those two things and give parents a choice of where they send their money to and send their kids to school. And so our job here is to make sure that parents have the power to choose any school that works for them, whether that's a public school, a private school, a charter school. We really don't care as long as it's quality and the parents have a choice. And so in the last 2 years, we've seen 26 states introduce 26 bills passed in 14 states. It's amazing the amount of children that can now be free to choose a non-public school as a result of the work in the last 2 years has been truly astounding.
Now, that's for our listeners, if you would, they have a choice, meaning there is funding for them to have more choice in schools they can go to, whether it be private or public?
Yeah, so what we do in this country, is, as I'm sure you know, is we said, okay, so we're going to create a system of schools that is based on three principles. It's free at the point of delivery. We, of course, know it's not free. It's taxpayer-funded.
Right.
It's compulsory, and it's assigned by your zip code. So what's happened is our public schools in this country have become incredibly stratified by income and race. And what we want to do is say the money that's available for children that we collect in taxes should, instead of going to schools, should go to parents who can then choose any school. And that includes a private school.
Gotcha. Now tell me, for our listeners again, tell our listeners the difference between a voucher program and a tax credit program. And of course, we're in Georgia. Most of our listeners in Georgia. Do you know what we have here?
I absolutely know what you have in Georgia. In fact, you have both a voucher and a tax credit program in Georgia. So Georgia, a voucher program basically is a direct subsidy. A parent can go to a private school, and the private school then, or the parent then can say, hey, I want to go to this private school, and the government money goes directly through the parent to the private school. A tax credit program, which you also have in Georgia, says individuals and corporations that contribute dollars to nonprofit organizations that give out vouchers can get tax credits, right? So it's I call it basically vouchers with a middleman, right? So what you do is you're allowing basically the community to step up and be part of the process of giving kids more choice. But they can, so individuals and corporations can claim a tax credit for gifts they make to nonprofits who give out scholarships to children. And that, so that's a tax credit program, and a voucher program is basically a direct subsidy.
Gotcha. Now, the Federal Department of Education, are they helping or hurting this movement?
So that's a great question. So I think the current administration, like the former administration, recognizes that education has to be the number one priority along with jobs. You know, if we, you may not know this, you may know it, but every child who drops out in the country, and there's over 1.1 million every year who drop out, cost on average $3,000 a year for the rest of their lives. That cost comes in terms of increased Medicare usage, increased incarceration costs, lost tax wages. So it's literally, we're talking billions of dollars being spent on dropouts. And so the federal government, I think, is trying to do its best to say, we want to encourage more charter schools, we want to change the way teacher tenures run and how schools are organized. But what the federal government can't and shouldn't do is, you know, look, education is a state issue. It's not a federal issue.
Right.
9% of the money for 9 to 11% of the money for education comes from the federal government. And yet all of my friends who are superintendents, state superintendents, say they spend between 40 to 60% of their time reporting to the federal government on that 9 to 11%.
What a surprise.
It's surprising, isn't it? I mean,
yeah.
the federal government gets in the way. So, you know, this is really a state issue. And most states, like Georgia, more than half of your state budget is on K-12 education.
I see.
So it's a state issue. The federal government is involved and, unfortunately, I think can get in the way too often.
All right, we're talking today to Robert Anlow, President and CEO of the Milton Friedman Foundation for School Choice. Does school choice and the voucher programs like this push students towards private schools?
Yeah, absolutely. What we want is a competitive system of education, right? So we want parents to be free to choose any options. And they can, because right now, look, let's think about it this way. If you happen to be middle income or poor, you're stuck, right? You don't have the money to move to another district, and you can't afford to pay tuition at private schools. And so the goal here is to basically equalize the playing ground that the public schools have, i.e. it's free at the point of delivery. So we really want parents to have a choice of all schools.
Does this kind of program hurt public schools, or does it empower them and make them better?
Now, I know you know the answer to this, because competition works to improve the quality
Absolutely.
Of all products, right? So there's not an industry we haven't tried where we've been able to sort of deregulate or provide more competition, whereupon the quality hasn't increased and the cost hasn't gone down. I always think about it this way. What would have happened when the first cell phone came out if the government would have said, oh, you know, we need to take over the delivery of this product and run it? We'd still have big old cell phone bulky ones carrying them around like briefcases. But the fact is the market got in there, competition worked, and we, you know, now even the poorest among us have incredible cell phones that have more computing power than the first spaceships.
What would you say the biggest obstacle to improving education? I think this voucher system and what you're pushing forward here is paramount in improving education, because our educational system, as I'm sure you're keenly aware, is it could be dramatically better. What's the biggest obstacle that you see in the way of improving education through a voucher type system?
So that's a great question. I think there are two big issues. One, there is an education establishment that's entire job is to keep the focus on the money going to buildings and not the money going to kids. That's the teachers' unions and all of the sort of educrats, as I call them, whose job is to focus on systems and not on kids. And so, you know, think of it this way. The teachers' unions have created collective bargaining structures where money is basically being coerced out of teachers to be spent on political purposes to keep the system the way it is. So they're really against any type of real choice. The other issue, however, we have a cultural issue here. We have, I mean, I would ask this of you. You probably went to a school that you feel really close to. People have this sense that public education in this country was a great need and a great success. And it was. But there was a difference between public education, which we all believe in, and public schools. Somewhere along the line, we connected this idea of publicly funded education and public schools with this idea of government-run schools. Mm. And so we've got to disconnect that. And so we have to help educate parents to understand that, you know, it doesn't matter where your kid goes to school. It matters that your kid goes to school.
All right. I have many of my listeners are parents. Many of them are grandparents. They want the very, very best they can get for their children and their grandchildren in terms of education. Where would they go to learn about how to use a voucher program to have choice to get their kids in the very best schools?
So in Georgia, you certainly could come to our website, which is www.edchoice.org, edchoice.org. Or there's some wonderful organizations in Georgia that we've worked with. One of them is called the Center for Educated Georgia. CEG.org.
Okay.
And another one is the sort of Laura and Jim Kelly run a group called the Goal Scholarship Program. It's one of the tax credit programs that operates in the state, and they bring in a lot of money and give a lot of kids choices to go to private schools around Georgia.
Outstanding. Well, sir, you're a great American, and you're a great proponent for the youth of America and our education. We're talking today to Robert Enloe. If folks want to know more about you and your writings, read what you, you know, I'm sure you have a blog as well. Where would they go to read about you and buy your books?
You know, the best place to go is our website, edchoice.org. That's where we have all the information that I've written, and in fact, all that Milton Friedman's written. You know, I pale, of course, in comparison to Dr. Friedman's writing on this issue.
All right. Well, what we'll do is we'll put a link on the Ty J. Young Show website directly to that website address so folks can go directly from our website over to yours.
Oh, that'd be great. Thank you very much.
All right.
Website.
Thanks so much for being with us, and we'll have you back sometime. Love to.
Thanks very much. Appreciate it.
All right. We'll see you straight. We're coming up here on a hard